Well, welcome back to another episode of Roosters Radio, coming to you live from the Nick Politis Centre of Excellence. And Bush, downstairs just a few days ago, Roosters dominant 38-18 over the Warriors. The first 20 minutes, well, we were scoring better than a point a minute. Four tries in the third, the sixth, the ninth and the 12th, all to Dom Young and Angus Crichton. They both bagged a double within the first 20 minutes of the match. It's fair to say, I think we took the foot off the throat, but how'd you see it?
Yeah, Silky, I'm going to just let a little secret into our fans that it was a really nice touch for the Roosters to walk out with mothers, wives, girlfriends, beautiful, grandmothers. And I think Robbo's final words to the boys before they ran out is, if you don't play well, I'm going to tell your mum, and she's here. And that inspired him.
The other thing that inspired and the kids as well.
Fantastic.
There's so many newborns within the club.
To have the Rooster nursery there. Mate, the other thing, it's a milestone game. Our fearless leader, it's fair to say, since Adrian Morley, no other forward has had such an amazing impact. You know, Craig Fitzgibbon, Adrian Morley, all those sort of big players that we just had at the club. Yeah, the generational Rooster players that you remember as a kid. You know, they're comparing Jared to Arthur Beetson and the impact he had. I think Robbo said it in the presser after the game, Silky. You know, players take that little bit of Jared with them. He evokes an emotion. He's in your heart. I think that was really special. So to be there on Mother's Day, I mean, one thing I managed to do was get some time off from you up in the captain's club.
Well, Bush, I know you spoiled Auntie Jojo out there at the footy of Mother's Day. Although that was a bit of a treat.
Well, Silky, I've got to tell you, I've been hearing about this players club. All I'm doing is sign the checks every month. But finally, I got to sit in those seats. And, mate, what a great experience. We sat on the other side of the field. First time you and I have done it in a long time. You joined us at after halftime.
Yep.
And, mate, the atmosphere, the crowd, it was really, really great to be part of down there. Mate, what a game of football. Listen, we kicked off really, really well. Great to see Angus Crichton continue his form. We had him on Roosters Radio 2 weeks ago, and there seems to be a pattern with players coming onto our show and then hitting form.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Look, the start, we come out of the blocks like world beaters. You know, the game was pretty much over after 15 minutes. It looked that way. And, you know, the feeling up there in the captain's club as well, there's another 50-point score ahead.
Well, Silky, there's a bit of talk around Roosters Town. It's got a real feel of 18-19 about it. And look, we don't want to go backward and compare errors. We want to go forward. You know, Coach Robinson's never about looking what we've done. He's looking about where we want to be. I love that about him. But if you want to compare energies, and we're big about energy on this show, you know, we've been taught the value of and the power of it. So, mate, let's use it. The energy at the club, to a man, the players, the staff, everyone seems to have a form of alignment.
Couldn't agree more.
That I haven't seen over the last couple of years, if I'm
honest. Couldn't agree more.
That transfers to the field, the energy of the field. Dom Young was just electric on the weekend.
Can we talk about that try he scored off the set play from the scrum? You know,
where
Sam Walker.
Sammy wraps around
Joey Manu. It was something out of the All Blacks in the early 80s or 90s, like the Campese-like pass. It was very much a rugby union play.
It was
not
a rugby league
play.
Just beautiful silky hands.
Oh, mate. And the finish. Like, just the big flowing locks of the Predator as he just bounds along the sideline.
Oh, wasn't it a sight?
Mate, it was great.
Just the sun glistening and just slowly setting on the west, and he's just got a few sweat beads. It was like watching Bo Derek run out of the water in 10 for those Roosters fans that remember that. And for you young kids, just Google it. You won't be disappointed. That said, mate, he not only showed his power. Look, some Roosters fans, you know, waiting for Dom Young to hit his straps. Well, he did it on Sunday. And, I just want to see him get – he got in the clear a couple of times, and that was really good to see him at full stride. He's really adding value to that wing. He's just that big – we seem to manufacture big, tall wingers, and that's our thing. No disrespect to the Pongers, who do a great job, not as tall as Dom, but it does make a difference, I think, under the high ball.
Bush, if we just look back at that first 15 minutes of play, the thing that I took away, you know, if we're talking about talking points out of the match – we just run harder and tackled harder. That was that simple.
Well, we
ran
job.
The ball straight and hard and tackled hard. That, like, they had no football in that first 15 minutes. They turned the ball over. They were making mistakes out of their own end, and we capitalised every time. I do feel like we went away from that. We started trying to throw the ball a bit
too
willy-nilly. Yeah. We went away from what was working for us.
We went to under 10 style play, didn't we? Because we had so much structure. And like you said, that set play set it up. You know, Jared was aggressive, and just the way he just mauled.
His first stint was like, you knew it was a milestone game for him. He almost scored a try as well off a little tap back from, I think it was Dom Young. But yeah, he was great. But look, there was, once again, it's hard to fault the entire lineup.
Mate, the entire lineup was great. You got Connor Watson, just the energy he brings to the side. You know, Teddy was back to his best, not trying to overplay his hand, which we know he's capable of so many things. But when Teddy's allowed to do what he does, great. Lindsay up front, unbelievable. Natty Butcher, Yeah. Amazing.
Well, the Nicky P's this week, the fans, I put it out straight after the match and, you know, a lot of engagement on socials. But once again, that man himself, Angus Crichton, got the 3 points. Well, he's only 2 points shy of Teddy's just, you know, gnawing away there to get that top spot. And if he keeps playing that way, well, there's a Nicky P going to be adorned around his neck come
Absolutely.
Season's end.
Like a beaver on a hunk of wood, he's just mowing him down, isn't he? Let me say this, Silky. Nicky P's is the Nick Politis medal, powered and brought to you by Radio Hub. Brainstormed in the off-season, just on the shores of Bondi Beach. So it's just got a real, you know, it evokes a lot of roosterism. And, you know, it goes to our player as chosen by the fans. And there will be an event that will present that award. And we're going to hopefully get the man himself. And I don't mean hope, he'll do it. You know, as affectionately known as our chairman, Uncle Nick, call him what you will, but he's got to go up there with some of the greatest Roosters of all time as well.
Now, Bush, let's move to the second half. We go into the Sheds 22-0. We think there's a rout on. We come back out, still a bit clunky, but then there's this moment where we make a break down the right-hand side. The ball on tackle one goes to Sam Walker, who does something that's very seldom seen on the rugby league.
Well, when was the last time you
saw
that?
It was a drop punt to the wing, and it just landed right on Toops's chest. And like the vision and the eyes up or the heads up football to be able to back yourself and do that kick and land it on a dime, it was, well, I was just in awe. Wow.
Yeah, I loved it. It was one of those things you just think, good on your kid. We had Sam on a couple of weeks ago, and he is a kid. He's only come into first grade last couple of years, and I mean that with respect to Sammy because, mate, cometh the man, cometh the hour. He's just...
How many sevens back themselves in that position? I don't think there's many.
Well, we had him on Roos's Radio. He's not a structured footballer. He said it. He played in the backyard, and he said he never got taught a structure. You know what I mean? He got taught what's in front of him, and it's demonstrated. But what I love is he's got a balance. He's smart enough to realise he's playing first grade. The coach wants a level of structure, but he doesn't want to stifle Sam or suffocate him in. And I think that's probably been something they've had to work on to get the balance right, if I'm honest. From a fan's perspective, you've seen it. But wow, when was the last time you've seen that?
I can't think of it. Just a special footnote too, Bush. That try for Toots was his 149th in the NRL. He's only one shy of a milestone, 150. And look, let's give him a shout out too, because the big news out of the weekend, I guess, was that he's re-signed for another year. So, like, I mean, congratulations, Toops. It's been an amazing career and long may it continue. I did some sums just prior to coming on the show today. And depending on how we go this season next and barring any injury, he may hit that 300.
Oh, another member of the 300 club.
So let's see what happens. No pressure on Toops, but, like, just keep scoring tries and doing what you're doing because, mate, he's been carting that pigskin up from the back end, doing those tough carries for, well, since 2013, maybe even earlier.
Mate, he owns that side.
And he owns that spot. And, mate, like, Father Time hasn't caught up with him yet.
No way.
And he just keeps finishing. So well done, Toops, and let's get a couple on the weekend.
What a long and distinguished career. Good on him. He's one of the great guys of our club and of our game. Also an international player. Well, Silky, very exciting news this week. We always get the big names on. I happen to know that you're going to do an interview with Natty Butcher.
Yeah, looking forward to that, Bush. There was a great photo on social media after the match where the new dads, there was Teddy, of course. We had Victor Radley. I think Joey Manu was in it. And the men were about to speak to Nat Butcher with all their newborns. Young Bo was only a couple of weeks old, I think, and was at his first football match. I saw all the mums were up next door to us at the Captain's Club there on the weekend. So it was a big family affair up there in on the eastern side of the field. So we're going to talk to Nat after the break, see how he's handling fatherhood, all that and more. You're on Roosters Radio, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Roosters Radio. And we've got a real treat for you now, Roosters fans. This man, he's been at the club a long, long time. I was looking back doing a bit of research. He debuted all the way back in 2016. Who can forget he was captain of our under-20s back then when they won the comp. There was a star-studded lineup. And I remember, you know, when he was plying his trade, heading up the old freeway up there to don the boots for the Wyong Roos. But he's come a long way since then. It's a very warm welcome to one of our favourites, Natty Butcher. Natty, welcome to Roosters Radio for the first time in 2024.
Thanks for having me on.
There's a lot to talk about, mate, but let's address the weekend because I was hosting up there at the Captain's Club and honest to God, mate, there must have been a Butcher family reunion up there on the eastern side of the field. There was Butchers, there was all the Maroubra royalty that are all your relatives. It was a big Mother's Day celebration up there.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to have all the family out. Obviously, it was Harmony's first Mother's Day, so it was great to have her there and run out in the field with her and our little fella. And then, like mum and dad both come out, both nans, aunties, uncles, everyone was out there.
It was all there. And it was good to see you, obviously, and your first Mother's Day. So let's, obviously, congratulations, mate, baby Bo.
Yeah, thanks,
How old
mate.
Is he now?
6 weeks on Friday.
And was that his first footy game?
That was his first footy game, yeah.
Because I saw Harmony actually out the back of the room nursing him with your mum and just had a sly smile. So it was great that he's out the football. And I dare say there'll be plenty more games to come.
Yeah, plenty more games to come. We got all the outfits at home and that, so he's all ready to go.
How are you enjoying fatherhood?
Yeah, it's been good. Been good. A bit of a challenge at times.
What's been the most challenging part so far? You're only 6 weeks in, mate.
Oh, mate. The sleep's probably been the toughest part, but, Harmony does the nights, which is good, but, probably just settling in when he gets a bit overtired, and that can be a bit tough, yeah.
How are you going balancing, the heavy schedule you have as a professional athlete with being a dad?
Been a bit of a journey these past couple of weeks trying to figure that out and navigate that. But like I said, Harmony's doing such a great job. She's such a great mum and a real natural. So, she's really taken one for the team, I guess.
Speaking of taking one for the team, there's about four or five of you. There's a great photo that was taken in the dressing room at the end of the match with all the new dads and their newborns. But it's a bit of a father's group that's, getting involved here. Now, I know Lindsay's about to join it as well. But how's it been amongst the playing group with all these new dads?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. Obviously learning a lot from them. We had a bit of a dad group happening in the preseason, and just a lot of the dads were just sharing stories and giving advice, which was great. And I learned a lot from that. And so to be able to apply that straight away has definitely helped.
We'll have to clear a room out the back there and have a little bit of a playpen.
Yeah, exactly.
They can bring the kids in. Now, let's talk a bit of footy, because you've been in scintillating form. I know we've won three on the trot, and you've been one of our better forwards for those three games. But I read an article not so long ago, it was after the Anzac Day match, where Robbo had a bit of a dig at you and said you were going to be dropped if Victor wasn't ready. Well, you showed him. You scored two tries. You're an absolute blinder. But, mate, it begs the question, form at the start of the year to what it is now, what's been the change?
Oh, I think, yeah, I just had to have a bit of a look at myself in the mirror, understand my game, my strengths, and get back to that. Obviously it was good there, that Anzac Day game, having Sammy back and having, guys like Joe Manu and Dom Young outside me and really forming that connection there on the right edge. So, to have those guys there and have that staples, they definitely helped me a lot too. But then it was also on me to just, get back to my game and my strengths.
Well, you bagged two in that game against the Dragons. I know Dom Young got two on the weekend. I think Joey got two the other week. So that right-hand side, mate, actually, to be fair, both sides are pretty lethal, but there's plenty happening. And I dare say a lot of that's got to do with the number seven.
Yeah, for sure. Sammy's been playing great lately, obviously just playing his footy and using his eyes up and his instinct. That's probably the best part about him. He really plays in the moment, and that's what we love him for.
Well, let me ask you, because that try that he set up for Toops in the second half on the weekend, I don't think there's too many number sevens who on zero tackle or tackle one do a crossfield kick 50 metres to a winger on the burst. What were you thinking in the moment when you saw that?
Oh, or when I first saw him kick it, I didn't see the space out there. So when I first saw him kick, I wasn't sure what he was thinking, because, like you said, it was play one. So, but then once I saw that bore up and that free space, Toops has scored there.
And the right guy for the moment too.
Yeah,
Toops.
Exactly. And that's what Sammy does. He looks up and he plays in the moment, and he backs himself and his instincts. So, yeah, it's producing the results.
So just going back to the form question, but, mate, obviously you're in scintillating form, as are the whole team. What do you put it down to? Because there was a lot of talk amongst the playing group, when we've been speaking to players each and every week about consistency. We've fixed that by the looks of things. We're scoring plenty of points. What do you put it all down to?
I think we've been training really well. We've been really working hard on that, especially our attack. Obviously, our attack's probably been the best it's been for a number of years now. And, we've been working hard on that. Obviously, the defence is still building and still got a bit to work on there. But, really happy with our attack at the moment and the combinations that we're building.
Speaking of the attack, the first 20 minutes of that game on the weekend was some of the best I've seen in Roosters, for a long time. Being on the field, we're scoring better than a point a minute. What are you thinking?
I was hoping it was just going to keep going like that.
So were we.
Yeah, we made it hard for ourselves once that momentum sort of stopped. But, yeah, we realised we just needed to get back to playing our footy and play the way that we got those points from the start. You know, we spoke about starting fast. We're a bit disappointed the past couple of weeks, obviously having the opposition score first. So we're really focused on that, starting fast and then just playing our footy.
We got to probably 15 minutes from half time and we kind of took the foot off the throat. It seemed that way. A few errors started to creep in. You think we started looking at the scoreboard and we just thought we're going to roll through, and that was what happened. Because to be fair, even in the second half, we actually lost the second half. But, yeah, we just didn't get to that same kind of lofty height that we were in the first 20.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we forgot about how we got to those points from the start. You know, it was obviously through that that power game that we play and building off that. We just tried to play footy with no momentum coming through that. And when you try and do that, that's when the errors happen. So, you know, we spoke about just, you know, if an error does happen, just getting our momentum back, playing powerful, and then we'll play off the back of that.
Now, you're an older statesman within the playing group now. You can actually feel that happening on the field. What's your role? So they scored a couple of tries in the second half. Are you part of that leadership group that's having words with the team when you're behind the posts and you're saying stuff, come on, boys, let's go back to the process and let's go back to the systems?
Yeah, probably let guys like Teddy, Kez, Jared, probably those real senior leaders lead those team conversations. But, you know, amongst the right edge and that, I'll speak a bit more there and be a bit more vocal for sure.
Talking about the start we had, obviously it was Jared's 300th game. Do you think that was one of the reasons why you guys were so ready to play? I mean, before that, I love the fact that you just walked out with your partners and your mums and your loved ones. But then as soon as that first whistle went, you guys were on, ready to play, and it was like a bloodbath for the first, you know, 20 minutes. But do you think the fact that, you know, Robbo does make a note of celebrating those milestone games, do you think that helped get you guys up for that match on the weekend?
Yeah, for sure. We love Jazza, love everything that he's done as a club, and love him for everything he's done for me as an individual. So to be able to celebrate him for 300 Roosters games and, you know, we had a clear focus on playing the way that we did, really meant a lot to us.
How's he improved you as a footballer?
Just about going after games, obviously the physicality, going with the pack mentality about our forwards versus their forwards. And then, yeah, just training with each other, steel sharpens steel, obviously pushing me to be the best player that I am.
When he leaves at the club, there's going to be a big void, you know, when he does finally leave. And we've been talking recently on the podcast about who's going to step up and do the kick returns. Is that something that interests you? You'd like taking the ball off the kickoff or what?
Oh, man, I'll take it if the team needs you to. Don't get me wrong, but no, I've seen Spencer have the good one off the weekend, so maybe leave it to him.
Speaking of milestone games, mate, we've got another couple this week, and obviously we're taking on the ladder leaders, the Sharks, up there for Magic Round, but I know it's Toops' 250th, and I think Lindsay Collins plays his 100th, as Robbo mentioned that this week.
No, he hasn't mentioned that yet, but the words got out amongst the boys, and, you know, the milestones, like I said, it's really important for us. Lindsay obviously getting the Bronze Rooster there, and then Toots to be able to play 250. Yeah, love both those guys, love everything that they're doing, and love how, you know, what they've done for the club at the moment. So,
where have you seen the biggest change in Lindsay's game over the past 2 to 3 seasons?
Oh, I think he's just really just dominating oppositions. You know, he obviously runs hard and tackles hard every week, but, you know, the ability to just consistently do that and just continually turn up every minute and then be in all those in-between moments, you know, you often see him pick up those scraps or catch those high balls in, you know, spots that, you know, front rowers wouldn't normally do. So for him to be able to do that amongst all that tough stuff that he does, that's what's really separating him at the moment.
And when you're playing behind that, is that what inspires you to be the next man up? Because one thing I've noticed, particularly over the past 3 games, I made a comment to Bush about it, we look like we're running harder and tackling harder than the opposition.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, that's something our forward pack really takes a pride in itself, about being physical and showing our physical presence there. So that means a lot to us as well.
Now, it's no secret there's plenty of back rowers or plenty of forwards in our squad at the moment. Do you feel pressure, you know, when you turn to train? You've got your brother, you know, nipping at your heels. We've got players like Satili and Siwa who, you know, aren't in the squad at the moment. But, like, does that I suppose does that get you up for games and make you a better, you know, when you're training and putting the effort in there? Because, you know, they're all talented footballers and there's only, you know, basically two spots in the back row plus a bench player. You know, how does that change your mindset when you know there's these players, you know, chipping away underneath?
Yeah, it's that healthy competition that we often speak about. Like, we're a pretty tight-knit group, the back rowers. Like, we're all real good mates and, you know we're all vying for those spots. So, you know, it is tough, but, you know, we feel like we do get the best out of each other. We often speak about steel sharpens steel, and we know we're pushing each other and to be our best players.
And, mate, away from footy, I know that you're an ambassador for Ronald McDonald House and you've done it for a number of years. Now that you're a dad, I suppose changes a bit of perspective because you're going in there and you do some great work with Ronald McDonald House. For those that don't know the great work you do, do you just want to share, you know, what it is that you do for Ronald McDonald House there at Randwick?
I'll go in when I can, you know, and just hang out and just see the kids, chat to their parents, chat to their brothers, sisters, and just hang out and, do what I can for them.
But as a dad now?
I think it you definitely see it from a different perspective now. Obviously, you know, that love that you have for your children, it's unlike no other. So to be able to now know that what that feels like and then to see what some of these parents and families go through with their young ones, it really breaks your heart and you just want to do all that you can to help wherever you can.
Good on you, mate. Now, finally, mate, we have a big game, as I said a bit earlier, taking on the Sharks. You know, they were pretty solid against the Storm on the weekend. Where do we need to improve and what do you expect when we take them on?
Oh, we expect their best, you know, no matter what their lineup ends up being. We know they're a great team, obviously well coached under Fitzy there, so we know they're going to be ready to go and we know that we're going to have to be at our best for the 80 minutes if we want to beat them.
Do you think it helps it's on neutral ground?
Shark Park's a tough place to play, obviously. We had that great game, the finals match last year, which was great. But being up at Suncorp, that's where rugby league's sometimes best played. So I'm really looking forward to that and to Magic Round. You know, it's such a great atmosphere there every year and it's a game that we really look forward to.
What's it like as a player running out at Suncorp for Magic Round? Because there's different jumpers and obviously there's all the different fans. Does it change the feeling when you run on the field? Because I suppose there's not as much booing and cheering. What's it like as a player when you run out? Because it's such a great stadium to play at, right?
Yeah, like I remember my first year we played Canberra in the afternoon at Suncorp.
It's a triple header or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but like you're playing Canberra in Brisbane on an afternoon and it's just like that's I remember that spinning me out a little bit, but you know, doing it for a number of years now, you now know what to expect and you know, it's like I said, it's such a great atmosphere. Honestly, it's almost like unlike any other game because the fans are just they're mad up there, everyone's on the drink and having a good time. So, yeah, like I said, it's a game that we look forward to playing each year.
Well, mate, on behalf of all the Roosters fans, we wish you the best of luck on the weekend. Keep doing what you're doing. You're on fire on that right-hand edge, mate. And, you know, obviously with a couple of milestone games, we'll be expecting the win. But best of luck on the weekend.
Great. Thanks, Heathsat Silk. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Nat. Welcome back to Roosters Radio and Bushman. Saddle up the Palominos because we're heading north, big boy. That's right. It's Magic Round up there at Suncorp. Roosters taking on the Sharks in a mouthwatering contest. Saturday, 5:30 p.m. at Suncorp. Roosters v Sharks. How do you see it?
Yeah, Silky, can't wait. Salivating at watching two teams go together. I think we're very shark-like, if I will, on last Sunday. You can see how they played a power game. That's how we seem to have adjusted, if you will, our game plan. Very, very similar. So I'm going to see, it's going to look amazing up the middle to see the battle of the forwards because, you know, there's two teams are coming together playing a similar style of football. Of course, our longtime Rooster and future coach, Craig Fitzgibbon, you know, at the Sharks, they're doing a great job with them. They're at the top of the table. So this is going to be a real test for us. You know, last week they talked about sides across the NRL being tested, playing some bigger names. Well, this is our test. Roosters v Sharks, Saturday night at Suncorp.
Bush, also worth mentioning, a couple of milestones this week. Daniel Tupu lacing up the boots for his 250th game. Congratulations. And one of our favourites, Lindsay Collins,
up there in front of a home crowd for Lins. It's his 100th game. So I'm sure Robbo will be having plenty to say about those milestones. And as I said early on in the show, we need Toops to cross the stripe one more time to bag his 150th NRL try. Also worth mentioning, not sure the fans would have seen it on the television coverage last week, but in the dying minutes of the game, Joey Manu went in for a tackle and came off second best. He's out this week due to the head knock protocol, so a huge loss for the Roosters missing out on Joey. I know young junior Ponga has come in to the centres. He's done a good job there the other week, but you know, looking at the teams on paper, once again, Roosters looking very strong. I was really happy to see Spencer Lenu come back last week and his impact off the bench. But yeah, they're a big side, the Sharks. We're going to be tested up through the forwards, I know that.
Yeah, I think so, Silky. It's a game that all fans from both sides will love. They've been a bit of a bogey side for us down at Shark Park, so I'm so glad we're playing it away in Magic Round because it's neutral territory. It's a good home ground. Sammy Walker in front of his home family.
I think we'd get
like
more
that.
Support there because of the Lindsay Collins effect, the Sammy Walker effect. I think we will have the majority of support up there on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think we will too, Silky. So I'm going to give it a call. Roosters in a tight one, 18, Sharks 16.
Wow. Yes, I like it. I'm only 4 points off you. I have it Roosters 18, Sharks 12.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a tight one.
Well, Silky, Unibet, you're into the exotics and, you know, I don't want to put you under pressure. Last week, you did a great job on the uni bet, but you didn't quite get the chocolates.
Mate,
it was a
good
bet.
Everyone scored around him. Joey Manu, I had him for two, but look, he set a couple up, but he had to be a bit greedier, Bush.
Yeah, he did. Well, I'll tell you what, if you backed Angus for two, you would have got home.
Well, it's your turn this week, mate. What are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to say Roosters by six. I did it once before, and I'll tell you what, I didn't realise on Unibet you could do that. We got the cash. Roosters 1-6, which is a great little score. I think it's just too tight to call. Roosters 1-6, and I think we'll just put all our cash on that and try and raise some good money for our good charity.
Well, that's it for this episode of Roosters Radio. We'd like to thank our very special guest, the one and only Natty Butcher. You've been listening to Roosters Radio, East to Win.
It's not how to play the game, they play it hard and fair.